got about 10 more minutes. Mm-hmm. So if there's actually about 5 more minutes. So anything else you want to say?
I got a question.
Sure.
I mean, are y'all trying to help the speech of the Afro-Americans or the...
We're looking at the way people speak. We're not trying to help or hurt or change or anything. We're just kind of looking at the way people speak in Atlanta, not just black people, but just people in general. Mm-hmm. So we're just interviewing anybody who wants to give us their time.
Yeah, but I know this girl, she's from Jersey. She's here now, you know, been here for, I think, about 7 years, I think she said. But she still talk like she's from Jersey. Right. And I asked her, this ain't been that long ago. I said, how long you say you've been here? She said, 7 years. I said, you still have your Northern Jersey accent? And she said, no, it's that y'all talk so country.
What do you think? Do you think you talk country?
Compared to the folks from up north, who not faking their property, you know, I think we're talking.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm from up north, but I'm not, I didn't originally, you know, grow up there. Mm-hmm. But compared to them, we're a country. I mean, like my next to the older brother, he talked, they'll say, you can tell he was from Chicago. But they wrong. He was born here. He just moved, when my daddy moved to Chicago, that's when he went up there. But he grew up there, really. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he talked pretty proper. But we really are country.
So when you go up there, do people tell you you're country?
See, this good question. I had to tell them, I said, well, they said that if I meet country folk, I said, well, y'all saying, here come. When I left Atlanta, they were saying, where you going? They said, my mother said, he finna go up the country. I said, which one is it? The country down there or the country up here, which one is it? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But if I was looking at it, we're more like, far as speaking, more country. But when I went back to Chicago a couple of years ago, that ain't no country, that's a hellhole.
Why you say that?
That place is woo-wee. I'm so glad to get back here. I know what to do.
It was that bad? What was it?
I mean, I would actually see the gangs fight. And I actually, the people, my aunt that was up there and stuff, she know all them signs. She said, they doing this and doing that. And so, not speaking the sign language. And said, if he don't leave town tonight, he dead. I said, then we got to go down these elevator. No, this was there, but we got to go downstairs. I'm thinking going down the elevator and leave out of here. We get ready to go to the elevator. They said, the elevator don't work. We got to walk. The elevator don't go down. They come up, but it don't go down. It don't stop when it's going down. And we got to walk down the step. And these folks telling us to open our jackets and state our business. We had to tell the gang now, open our jackets so we ain't had no gun, and tell them we're going to see Ella.
Really?
I swear. I said, ain't this a mess here? And they stand behind a wall with holes in it. So you can't hardly even see them. You can hear them and picture where they're at. But I don't want to go through that no more. I go back to Chicago, but I won't go back to that project. I heard they were tearing them down, but and then the projects is like, this building is one set. Mm-hmm. This building is this. East Lake, this Pier home, this Culver home, they all on Main State Street. They right next to each other. Uh-huh. And it's one store down here at the end. So when you come from there, if you don't get along with these folks, you got to go past them folks to get this store.
Oh, God.
I said, that's a death trap there. I said, even though you don't turn in now, you ain't off, you ain't on their turf. I said, but if they coming out of there too, and y'all meet up, it's going to be a problem. Mm-hmm. I said, that's just, it was rough.